Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Chris. If you know Odyssey, then you probably know that Isaac Morton and Rodney Rathbone, well, they don't exactly get along. That might have to do with the way Rodney picks on Isaac. No doubt Isaac has often wished Rodney would just leave him alone. But what do you think would happen if Rodney suddenly disappeared completely? That's what we'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey begins, right after this.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Cooper steps into the Imagination Station.
Where am I going?
The Book of 1 Samuel, right through this door.
And steps out into a war.
That's the sign. Come, the Lord is with us. Let's go!
Oh, boy.
And the middle of a famous friendship.
David, wait. You're Jonathan, the king's son. It's an honor to meet you.
That's this month, only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
The State Fair is in full swing, bringing all kinds of excitement to Odyssey. People are bustling with activities, Wits End is jammed with customers, and Officer Patrick O'Brien is surprised to find himself on an important police case.
Eugene, I need two more double scoops of chocolate and a rocky road.
Coming up, sir, just as soon as I get this banana split done.
We'll have it for you in just a minute. And what can I do for you? Oh, hello, Officer O'Brien.
Good afternoon, Whit. You look a mite busy today.
Oh, it's the State Fair. Brings everyone out for ice cream. Is there something I can get for you?
Well, no, actually, I'm on my way out to the Rathbone residence.
Oh.
Mrs. Rathbone called the station a few minutes ago and said Rodney left for baseball practice this morning, and he's been missing ever since.
Oh.
I thought I'd stop in here first to see if he's been around.
No, I haven't seen him today. Maybe he went to the State Fair instead.
Well, I hope so. We have some officers out there now. You know how Rodney is. Determined to get into mischief.
You don't think he's in any sort of trouble, do you?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sure he'll turn up. See ya.
Well, let me know if I can help.
Will do, Whit.
This way. Isaac, wait. Will you please tell me where we're going?
I told you, it's a surprise.
I don't like surprises.
Lucy!
No, Isaac, I'm not taking another step unless you tell me where we're going.
Don't be such a spoil sport.
I'm not. Now tell me.
All right, if you want to ruin it. Mr. Riley said I could come out to his farm and he'd teach me to ride one of his horses. And he said I could bring you along if I wanted.
Really? We can ride his horses?
That's what he said.
Oh, that's wonderful, Isaac. I love horses.
Can we go now, please?
Yeah. But now I wish you hadn't told me.
Oh, brother. Oh, look. There goes Officer O'Brien. I wonder what he's doing out here.
He stopped at the Rathbone's house.
Maybe he's gonna arrest Rodney. It's about time.
Isaac, that isn't very nice.
Neither is picking on me after school. But that doesn't stop Rodney.
Still, you shouldn't talk like that.
You're right. Seeing Rodney get arrested would be too much to hope for. Just think about it, Luce. No more bullying me around. No more rude names.
Come on, Isaac.
Wait a sec. I want to see if he brings Rodney out in handcuffs.
Isaac!
Lucy! Isaac! You haven't by chance seen Rodney Rathbone around today, have you?
No, Officer O'Brien.
Is he wanted for something? Are you gonna arrest him?
No, Isaac. He's missing. Has been for most of the day. Now, if you happen to see him, let us know, will you?
Yes, sir. I've been wanting to tell the police about him for a long time anyway.
Stop it, Isaac. You're not being very Christian. Let's go.
All right. This way.
Through the woods?
Yeah. There's a shortcut across Gower's Field. Follow me.
Listen, I'm sorry about all the fuss, Officer O'Brien. My wife is prone to worry. In fact, she's upstairs laying down now. She's so upset. She called all of Rodney's friends, checked out all the places he'd be. You know, nothing. Now she thinks the kid's been kidnapped. I don't understand it myself.
All right. Now, let me get this straight, Bart. Rodney left for his 10 a.m. baseball practice around 9:45. Am I right?
Yeah. Mr. Webster down the street, so I'm headed that way. He sometimes cuts through the woods at the bottom of the hill. I went down there myself, the woods, that is. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find a thing, except tons of poison ivy. Listen, I'm going to be scratching for a month.
Right. Well, then you looked in the woods and around the neighborhood.
I did, yeah. The woods, the neighborhood. My wife insisted. I don't know what she's so upset about.
Oh, you're not?
Well, Rodney does his own thing most of the time. You know, he checks in. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting bugged because he was supposed to mow the lawn today.
Well, let me ask you this. How was Rodney feeling when he left? Was he happy, sad, angry?
No, he was fine, fine, happy, happy. He was going to baseball practice. You know, he loves baseball.
Who does he know? I wouldn't have thought him the type to enjoy playing sports.
Are you kidding? You must be kidding. He loves the stuff as much as I do.
Ah. Well, then, did you or your wife possibly have a disagreement or an exchange of words?
Look, Officer O'Ryan, no offense. But if you're fishing to say he ran away, he didn't. He didn't. Everything was perfect when he left.
Well, we have to consider every possibility, Bart. You know that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm getting a little edgy, you know?
Try not to worry now, okay?
Oh, me? Tell it to the wife.
Hello, Rhonda. I'm going to Jay Brandt's house. He was Rodney's assistant in the Bones of Wrath gang, or his best friend, or something like that. Maybe he knows something. Over. Pardon me, young lad.
Yeah?
You're Jay Brandt, aren't you?
I might be. It depends on why you're asking. Am I mean, is Jay in some kind of trouble?
Oh, no. I just wanted to ask him a few questions about Rodney Rathbone.
Why? Is Rodney in some kind of trouble?
Ooh, not that I know of. Look, if you're Jay, I need to ask you some questions. If not, I need to be gone, and this is serious.
Yeah? Well, then I guess I'm Jay.
Ah, hello, Jay. Have you seen Rodney today?
Nope. Why? What's the deal? I'll bet his dad sent you out because he skipped baseball practice, huh?
Ooh, so Rodney skipped out on baseball practice.
That's not why you're looking for him? Me and my big mouth.
Oh, why'd he skip baseball? To go to the state fair?
Nah, he did it because he hates baseball.
What? You're joking. I was told he loves baseball.
Who told you that? His dad? Ha! Rodney hates baseball. He told me last night that he never wanted to go to baseball again.
Well, if he hates baseball so much, why didn't he just tell his dad?
Are you kidding? Rodney's dad would go nuts if he found out Rodney skipped baseball. Ooh. That's the only thing the man cares about. Talk too much. Man, Rodney's gonna kill me.
Jay, do you know where Rodney is now?
No, he just said he was gonna skip baseball. He didn't say where he'd be hiding.
Well, then I'm back where I started. Jay, I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, bye.
So, he hated baseball, did he?
These woods must go on forever, Isaac. Are we almost there?
I'm not sure. All I know is that it's supposed to be a shortcut.
Supposed to be? Isaac, haven't you gone this way before?
Well, no. I just checked a map and it looked like a shortcut.
Oh, no. I want to sit down for a minute.
Lucy?
What?
Did you mean what you said earlier about it not being very Christian to wish Rodney would get arrested?
What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Why do you ask?
I was just feeling guilty, that's all. I mean, you know how he picks on me all the time, and sometimes I dream how good it would be if he disappeared or moved away. Everything would be a lot easier.
I know, Isaac, but that doesn't change how we're supposed to treat people. I mean, we're supposed to love them the way Jesus does, right?
Yeah. So where do you think he is?
Rodney?
Officer O'Ryan said he's been missing most of the day. My parents would go crazy if I was gone that long without checking in.
Where would someone like Rodney disappear to?
If he decided to disappear.
What do you mean?
What if he didn't decide? What if he was kidnapped?
In Odyssey?
Yeah. What if he was walking through the woods and suddenly a stranger came up and... Maybe we should get going.
Maybe we should.
Let's go.
Officer O'Ryan.
Oh, hello, Whit. Did you decide to take in the sights at the state fair?
No, I came to help look for Rodney Rathbone. You know, the word around town is that he's still missing.
Oh, that he is, Whit, that he is. We have men everywhere now, even the boys from the state police.
Hmm.
As for me, I'm going back to the woods where he was last seen. There are one or two things that just don't make sense.
Well, some of the folks think he's been kidnapped.
No, we don't know that, Whit. And I'd appreciate it if you'd help curb such rumors. Personally, I have a few theories of my own.
Well, Officer O'Ryan, we've been all over the fair and everywhere else in Odyssey. Have you heard anything about my son?
I'm sorry, Bart, no.
No.
Dispatch has sent his description out in the wire throughout the state, though. And it doesn't matter if he's in a car, train, plane, boat, or a tricycle. If he's being taken out of Odyssey, they'll find him.
Ah, this is unbelievable. A kid can't just up and disappear like this. It's Rodney. He takes care of himself.
You know, Bart, I was wondering if your son usually carried a knapsack to baseball practice.
Knapsack? No. No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't remember. Why?
Well, I talked to Mr. Webster earlier. He's the last one to see Rodney go into the woods. And he said he saw Rodney carrying a glove, bat, and knapsack.
Okay, so?
Well, I was thinking that the knapsack might have had supplies in it. Have you noticed anything missing from around the house? Food, for instance.
Are you still trying to say he ran away? Listen, I've already told you he wouldn't run away. He had no reason to run away. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to find my son. Maybe I'll try the woods again.
If you wait a minute, we're headed that way ourselves. I think I touched a nerve.
You really believe Rodney ran away?
Oh, I believe it's something to consider.
But why would Rodney run away? He's a tough kid. I can't imagine him running away from anything.
How about his father?
What?
Never again, Isaac. I will never touch the shortcuts again. We have to be miles from Tom Riley's place.
At least we get to see parts of Odyssey we never saw before. This must be Gower's Field.
Big with a rusty tractor and an old barn.
Let's go check it out. Come on, Lucy.
Wait, Isaac. It looks dangerous.
It's just a barn, Lucy. See?
It's awfully dark.
Whoa, the roof must have rotted. It's all caved in. Anybody home?
Don't go in, Isaac. Please, stay out here.
What are you afraid of?
Whoa, what'd you do?
I tripped. But that's no piece of wood. It's... Oh, no, Lucy!
What? What's wrong?
It's Rodney! I found Rodney Rathbone!
What's happened to Rodney? We'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this.
The stories we hear help shape who we are. The right stories teach us to be brave, to be kind to others, to be godly people. These are the kinds of stories your children hear with each episode of Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas. And your kids can hear as many great stories as they want with an Adventures in Odyssey club membership. When you join the club, you'll get access to over 1,000 faith-building episodes, including episodes you can only hear as a member. You'll get access to devotionals, games, comics, and other fun activities. Keep giving them stories that will live in their hearts forever. Teach them to be wise like Whit, to be compassionate like Connie, to hold on to the biblical values they learn, even when you're not there to remind them. Try a membership for 14 days to see if it's right for your family. Go to AdventuresInOdyssey.com to start your free trial. That's AdventuresInOdyssey.com.
Hey, you over there, I have a special invitation just for you. It's an invitation to this super cool secret club. Well, it's not really a secret. Actually, I'm trying to tell everybody about it because it's so amazing. What is it? The Adventures in Odyssey Club, of course. When you join, you'll get access to over 1,000 episodes. Some of them are even club exclusives. You'll get behind-the-scenes content and devotionals and games and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. And, oh... Whew, sorry, I'll slow down now. I just get so excited talking about Adventures in Odyssey Club. Well, if you want to see what it's all about, head over to AdventuresInOdyssey.com. Don't be shy. That's AdventuresInOdyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, the conclusion of today's Adventure in Odyssey.
10-4, Rhonda. I'm back at the woods with Whit and Mr. Rathbone. I'll have me walkie-talkie if you need me. Over and out.
I'll scout on ahead, Officer Orion.
Ah, thanks, Whit. We'll be right behind you. I need to talk to Bart.
What do you want to talk about? Look, we're wasting time here.
Oh, a minute won't hurt anything, Bart.
It could if the kid was kidnapped.
Bart, it's just the two of us now. You know he wasn't kidnapped. I need you to tell me what happened.
What happened? Why? Well, what are you talking about?
There's something you're not telling me about, Rodney. You know it, I know it. What really happened?
Listen, I told you already. Oh, all right. So maybe we had an argument before he left this morning. He said he wanted to quit playing baseball. He said he didn't like it. He said he never liked it. And I blew up at him. I told him he had to stay on the team. Now, was it so much to ask? I don't care what the kid does the rest of the time. I just wanted him to stay with the sports, you know?
Well, maybe he needs you to care what he does the rest of the time.
Rodney? Yeah. You don't know him like I do.
Do you know him, Bart?
What happened? Hey, what is this? What? Who is that? Isaac?
Hi, Rodney. Are you all right?
What is this? Some kind of gag? Get me out of here.
I'm trying. These beams are too heavy. Can't you wiggle out or something?
No, my legs are caught.
Can you tell if anything's broken?
I think everything's okay.
Good. Don't try to move, just in case. Do you remember what happened?
I was walking through the woods, and I came here to, never mind why I came here, but I climbed up into the hayloft, and it caved in. That's what happened. So what are you waiting for? Get me out of here!
I can't. The wood's too heavy.
Then don't just stand there. Do something.
I am. I'm waiting for Lucy to come back with some help.
Lucy? She was here? What were you doing? Having a goody-two-shoes parade through Gower's Field?
No, we were going to Tom Riley's. You're awfully snippy for someone who's stuck.
Yeah, well, when I get out of here, you'll see how snippy I can be.
Yeah, and maybe I'll just leave you here alone until the police find you.
The police? What do they have to do with anything?
They're just looking for you, that's all. I guess your parents figured you got kidnapped or something. Boy, wait until they find out you ran away.
Who said I ran away?
What happened?
Nothing happened. Just be quiet. I don't want to talk about it, understand?
Yeah, I understand. Can I guess? Let me guess.
No, it's none of your beeswax.
It must have been something really big then. Was it something...
I don't want to go to baseball practice, okay? That's all. Now, will you quit talking and leave me alone?
You don't like baseball?
I hate baseball. I'd rather be working on my mini bike.
Why did you have to run away? Why didn't you just talk to your parents about this?
I can't talk to my parents. My mom does what my dad says, and my dad doesn't listen to me.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't, all right? He listens as long as I talk about sports, that's all. It's sports, 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 all the time.
But if you tried to talk to your dad, I think he'd listen.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. Mr. Goody Two-Shoes always get along with your parents.
I don't always get along with my parents. What did you think you were going to do? How were you going to survive? Eat tree bark?
I would have figured something out.
And what about everyone in Odyssey? Didn't you think they'd worry about you?
No. Everybody in Odyssey hates me.
Yeah, that's true. But what about your folks? I'll bet they're worried sick all because of you.
Nobody asked them to.
Maybe they wanted to. It probably has something to do with them loving you or something like that.
They're only doing this because I missed the baseball game.
Boy, you're really dumb, aren't you? It has nothing to do with that.
How do you know? You don't know. You don't understand how my dad is.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah? How?
Because I did the same thing once.
You did? You ran away from home?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you run away?
Because my dad wanted me to be like him, a good mechanic. He wanted me to be able to fix things around the house and work on the car and all that stuff. but I couldn't figure it out. I never knew what size wrench to use or which end of the oil filter went in, and I hated it.
Yeah? So you're good at talking. Why didn't you talk to him?
I thought he'd be mad.
What happened?
Finally, I had to decide which classes at school I was going to take. I was allowed to choose between shop and an art class. I couldn't work up the nerve to tell my dad that I wanted to take the art class. So I ran away. But people went looking for me and found me. Then I had to tell him.
Was he mad?
Sorta.
Sorta? He was either mad or he wasn't. No dad is ever sorta mad.
He was disappointed, he said, because I didn't tell him how I really felt. He said he cared more about me than he cared about whether I was any good at fixing things.
Big deal. That's your dad. Mine's gonna kill me when they find us.
He will not.
Yes, he will. You just watch and see.
Rodney!
Yo, Rodney! Ollie, Ollie, in come free!
Rodney!
You see anything, Whit?
Not a thing. I don't expect to either. There's nothing to see in these woods until we get to Gower's field. If Rodney ran away, do you think he'd head out this far? I never thought of him as an outdoorsman.
Mr. Whitaker! Officer O'Ryan!
Hey, there's a little girl coming.
Who is it?
Why, it looks like Lucy.
Over here!
Lucy!
We found him. We found Rodney.
What?
You did? Where is he?
He's out at Mr. Gower's barn. But you have to hurry. He's trapped.
It's getting dark. I hope they find us soon.
What's the matter? You scared of the dark?
Yeah, aren't you?
Of course not. Maybe a little.
Why do you do that? Why do you always have to act so tough?
I don't know. Force of habit.
Wait. What was that?
What was what?
Listen. They're coming! They found us! Yeah, Lucy!
It's about time.
Wait a minute. I thought you didn't want to be rescued.
Are you kidding? I'd rather be rescued and have to deal with my dad than sit around here and have more counseling sessions with you.
Thanks, Rodney. I like you too.
Good work, Isaac. The mayor might give you a medal for this.
Really?
Thanks, kid. I really appreciate you finding it.
It was an accident. How are you doing, Rodney?
I've got some cuts and bruises, but the paramedic said I'm fine. It takes more than an old barn to do me any damage.
Yeah, tough guy. How about a very long restriction?
What? Restriction? You're putting me on restriction?
Yeah. You think you can do something as brainless as running away from home, worrying your mother and me, and the whole town half to death, and not get punished for it? What kind of a father would I be if I let you get away with that?
A good one?
Wrong. For starters, you're going to stay home every Saturday morning until I decide otherwise.
Every Saturday? But what about baseball?
Well, I think we need to have a talk about that. A good long talk. And maybe fix that mini bike of yours. What do you think?
Yeah, Dad. I think I'd like that.
See, Rodney? I told you so.
Be quiet, Squirt.
Now, is that any way to talk? The kid might have saved your life.
Thanks. I guess.
You're welcome, I guess.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Bart. And good night, Rodney.
Good night.
Come on, Isaac. Let me take you home.
Thanks. Officer O'Ryan?
Yes, lad.
Do you think this means Rodney will quit picking on me at school?
What do you think?
Not a chance.
You know, even if Rodney doesn't change, I think Isaac may be able to deal with him differently now that they've had this adventure together. Do you know why? Because of what Lucy said earlier about loving people the way Jesus loves them, remembering that they have feelings a lot like ours, no matter how tough they are on the outside. It means looking at our enemies through eyes of compassion. I'd like you to think about that the next time you're face to face with someone you don't get along with. Well, that's our adventure in Odyssey. Don't forget, if you want to write to us, our address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. You might want to also ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Missing Person. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.